Linda in Idaho, you're on KGO, Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ray. I've got sad electoral news for you from Moscow. I lost.
No kidding.
No kidding. Well, you know, 18 years was plenty. What can I say? The citizens of Moscow decided by 140 votes they wanted somebody else.
Oh, boy. Wow, do you see that? They had a very, very tough decision. With 140 votes, my goodness, that was pretty close.
It was, and it was hard fought, and the religious right did me in. What can I say?
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did.
What a friend you have in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nice Jewish girl in Moscow.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe what they were doing after 18 years is giving you the vacation that you so justly deserve.
Well, that's exactly right. And as I said before, if I win, I win. If I lose, I win. So here I am, and my clients will be happy to see me working again for them. But, you know, the really great thing about this, Ray, is you have got to come to Moscow to our Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival.
Oh, that sounds
February.
Great.
You know, this is your personal invitation. We'll make sure that you have a really good time. And I'm going to send you a letter all about it.
Oh, and boy.
You put it on your calendar. Because
the Lionel Hampton.
It's a way cool thing.
Oh, very good. Lionel Hampton was quite something.
He was. And he has given, before he passed away, he gave his name to the Lionel Hampton School of Music at the University of Idaho. And it's just a big deal here. And we are big jazz festival promoters.
So is somebody up there playing vibes?
Yes.
Yeah, I see. Well, it sounds like a wonderful event.
It is.
Once again, I'm glad that you served Idaho well for almost two decades.
Well, thank you, Ray, and thanks for doing what you do, because it's such a pleasure to turn on the radio in the middle of the night and find a sensible voice.
Yep, well, I broadcast all the way from San Francisco to Moscow.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, indeed. Yes. Okay, but thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye. My goodness. Well, 18 years, that's a lot of public service. And she should feel wonderful about it.